Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I guess I'm just getting old. Can't remember a thing. How often do people say stuff like that? I'm talking about Christians. And it's sad that so many people, they get to a certain age and they just get incapacitated. Somebody said out loud, that'll never happen to me. I'll never lose my mind. Then why should you be in any fear of it? Why should you spend any time fretting that somebody might put you in a home because you lose your mind? Why should you spend any time even thinking about it? I just can't stand the thought of, you know, me don't even know where I am, and everybody's having to dress me and take care of me, and I just don't know a thing. I hate to think about it. Well, quit thinking about it. Because your fears will come on you. Here's another time. Here it comes around again. Say it out loud. It'll never happen to me. I'll never lose my mind.
I'll never become crazy.
All the days of my life,
I'll have a sound mind.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I had the privilege of working with Brother Kenneth Hagin, my spiritual father in the faith. The Lord supernaturally led Phyllis and I to go see him days before he went home. Nobody knew he was going home that soon. But we just had a prompting to do it, and thank God for airplanes. Because of airplanes, we could go and zip and visit and come back. If you'd had to drive and take a lot of time and do other things, you might not have done it. We zipped in. Phyllis bought him his last birthday meal.
Hallelujah.
And he's 86, is that what it was? Sharp mind. Oh, man. Talking with him that night, he's making fun, laughing, but oh, man. Begin to tell a story, you know. Yeah, I was having a meeting, such and such, California, 1947, the month of May. That date was on a Thursday, you know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sharp. My Aunt Leo, at 103, could name the complete lineage of the family. As far as records were kept, everybody's cousin and their second cousin and their third cousin. And you know, yeah, you know, Mary Sue married Bobby Lee, and then they had Jill and Bob and Jack. You know, Jack had four kids, and you know, that, I'm going to talk to you for half a day about it. And right. People doing the homework and putting it to paper would go and sit down to check it with her. Is that right, Aunt Leo? Let me see. No, that was Mildred and Jack's boy. 103. So it does not happen to everybody. Right? And it doesn't have to happen to you. And what you believe makes all the difference. What you believe. One more time. Said out loud, according to Deuteronomy 28:28. Insanity. Losing my mind. Confusion of mind. Bewilderment. Distraction. Being crazy. Fear. Panic. Is part of the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3:13. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I'll never lose my mind. As long as I live, I'll have a sound mind to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now let's go on. There's some things that are associated with this that you need to see also. Verse 65. I'm enjoying this. How about you? It's one thing to just holler, I've been redeemed. But when you get in here and just feed on it, meditate on it, man, it really begins to come alive to you. Deuteronomy 28, 65. This is also part of the curse of the law. Said, among these nations you will find no ease. No ease. Neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. But the Lord will give you a trembling heart. It's talking about the curse coming on you. And failing of eyes. And sorrow of mind. Some folk would have called this a nervous condition. It's amazing to me how many times people talk about nerves. Well, that's my nerves. What does that mean? I'm having nerves. Well, I know you're laughing, but do you know how many people talk about this? And how big of a problem their nerves is? Well, listen to these translations. Quaking heart, shaking heart. How many of this would cover a lot of heart problems? Fearful, misgiving heart, anxious and unquiet mind. You can sure see this all through here. Sorrow of mind is translated faintness of soul, halting breath. So you can have panic attacks and have breathing problems. All goes together. Halting breath, failing appetite. Failing appetite, a heart eaten up with sorrow. Despondent, dismayed, languishing spirit. What is this describing? Anxiety attacks. And depression. Right? Should a child of God have anxiety attacks? Ever. You have to disobey the Bible to have them. I said, what do you mean, Brother Keith? Well, the Bible says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So if you're in perfect peace, you're not having anxiety attacks. If you're having anxiety attacks, did you have them keeping your mind stayed on the Lord? No, you did not. You've been meditating and talking the wrong thing for days or months. And you've meditated that fear and thought it and talked about it until it's got so strong in you, it's affecting your body. Fear will kill you. Do you know that? There's any number of people whose hearts have actually just stopped out of fear. There's cases where people's nasal passages and their esophagus and their breathing passageways have just closed down. They just constrict and choke to death and die. And it was nothing in the world but fear that killed them. Fear. Fear. Good news, though. According to, help me out now, Deuteronomy 28:65, quaking heart, shaking heart, anxious, unquiet mind, faintness of soul, halting breath, failing appetite, heart eaten up with sorrow, despondent, dismayed, languishing spirit is part of the curse of the law. Right? It's all part of the curse of the law. And the good news is that according to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Should I have a shaking heart? Quaking heart? Failing spirit? Nerves? Now you're laughing, but do you know how many Christians are just incapacitated with this? And they might get mad at us for talking about this, but I didn't write this. Amen. Why get mad when you should shout because you've been set free?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Who would want to keep that?
Nobody.
People say, well, I have such and such a phobia. I have this a phobia and that a phobia. Another a phobia. I'm sorry. It's a clinical condition. Yeah. Oh, clinical. Yeah. Well, you just don't understand that, Brother Keith. I mean, don't make fun. Why? Well, you want us to reverence your disease.
That's right.
People do. They want us to go, oh, now this is not your ordinary thing here. I mean, this is extra mojo bad here. This is... Right? People will get mad at you if you don't reverence their problem.
That's right.
Because they're not in faith in God. They have more faith in this thing to cripple them than they do in God to heal them. When do you ever have to have anxiety attacks?
Never.
Or quaking, shaking heart?
No.
Huh?
Never.
Or nervous spells?
Never.
When?
Never.
You know the last time I had a nervous spell? Let me see. I don't remember having a nervous spell. I go day after day and week after week. And I'm just happy. And have peace. And sit in my chair and just thank God. And be happy. And we hear some reports sometime that are not good. But anything that's begin to try to shake me, I just remind myself that God is on the throne. He's seen it all before. He's heard it all before. And He is committed to keep what I've committed to Him. Right?
Yes, sir.
Until that day. Right? And so what if you die? If the Lord tarries is coming, we all gonna die. Didn't you know that? I'm not afraid to die.
Amen.
You shouldn't be afraid to die.
Amen.
Hmm? Right?
Right?
Yeah, but what if it kills you? What if it kills you? It could kill you, Brother King. Well, I doubt it. When it comes to things hurting me, I'm a doubter. Because I have faith in God to keep me. But if worst case scenario, if I missed it somehow and I didn't receive and something went wrong and I died, well, whoop-de-doo. I step out of my body and my angel is there. He says, hey, I go, hey, you're a big fella. He said, do you like to go the scenic route? Some neat stuff over in the Milky Way. Yeah. Can we go fast? I want to go fast. Nothing. How much that death for the Christian who knows God is nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. You quit breathing, you leave your body, you're out of here. You go to see Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Redeemed from an Unsound Mind, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004F. That's R-1004F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.